Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she's the curator of exhibits at our Danish Immigrant Museum. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tova, usually we talk about paintings and illustrations. We're kind of going outside today, in a way.
That's right. Both the outside grounds around the museum and the ways in which we're kind of bringing the grounds inside this year, too.
Okay. You've been planning a Jensen Native Prairie. So tell us about, I guess, what that is, and then we're going to talk about how people can see it.
I'd be happy to. Yes, the Jensen Prairie Landscape Park is something that the museum has been working on for several years now, with the idea that on the 30 acres that the museum has, we want to really use that full property to both explore what kind of landscape was native to this area of Iowa when European settlers, including Danish immigrants, arrived in the area. And we also wanted to combine that with the tradition of Jens Jensen, who was a very early landscape architect around the turn of the 20th century. He was a Danish immigrant, and he was really one of the first people who actively promoted using native plants in landscapes and parks and gardens. And he was also a major advocate for preserving natural spaces. That as he was based in Chicago, and so he watched the transformation and growth of Chicago as a huge, sprawling metropolitan area, and saw how a lot of natural spaces had been basically taken over by the growing urban infrastructure. And so he was really one of the first people to promote setting some of those spaces aside, that it was important that people, no matter where they lived, no matter how much money they made, that it was important that everybody could access green spaces and spend time in nature and kind of get both inspiration and renewal from mm-hmm. nature.
And even though we live in a rural area, we're not in that Chicago sprawl kind of thing, but we don't, I think, realize how the prairie looked when people first came here. It's just almost beyond imagination what the land looked like when those first people came here from Denmark and other countries.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. We live in a rural area, but that doesn't mean that the land around us hasn't changed a lot mm-hmm. in the last really 150 years since this area was really settled. So we'll have about 20 acres of really focused prairie restoration within this park, and there will be walking paths through that, so that everyone can get a chance to see up close the different plants and grasses and flowers that will be part of that. We'll have a natural wetland area, which will add kind of another variety of ecosystem to that. And it should be really interesting over the next couple of years as all of these plants start to take hold and start to mature and develop that mature ecosystem. What might we also see with butterflies and birds and other kind of wildlife species that really have evolved with all of these plants mm-hmm. to thrive here. So it will be a wonderful project to see implemented this year. It's going to be a lot of earth moving and a lot of seeding and transforming sod into native grass and flower seeds. So it's going to look more like a construction mm-hmm. zone through much of this mm-hmm. summer. Mm-hmm. But every year we'll see that balance between some of those species planted really take hold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you're planning, if you're going to plan well, that takes a great deal of time. And then, as you say, the whole construction and seeding, prairies take a while to get established. This isn't something that, when we plant our marigolds, we expect to see them beautiful in a few months.
Right.
These kinds of things take a bit longer than that. So that we have to be a little patient and watch this evolution. But in the meantime, you're going to help us see how that's going to develop.
That's right. On the inside of the museum, our major exhibition this year is called Jens Jensen Celebrating the Native Prairie. And it's an opportunity for us to really introduce this person as a Danish immigrant, as a landscape architect, and his career in a lot of the causes that he supported, and in some of the parks and gardens and sites that really continue to be places that we can visit and we can see his philosophies in action. So we're introducing his life and career in the Mezzanine Gallery, and that exhibit opens this weekend. So it will be available to all museum visitors starting Saturday and until March of 2013. So this will be a good long opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about the background of the man in whose memory this Prairie Landscape Park has been named.
So when you have company coming, be sure in the next this summer, that would be a good time to do that. But you don't have to wait for company. You can get on over to the museum just yourself, because there's always something new and different there to see. It's you have those exhibits in place, but you always have something changing. So what are the hours of the museum?
We are open Monday through Friday from 9 until 5, on Saturday from 10 until 5, and Sundays noon until 5. Okay. So we're open 7 days a week.
Okay. We're visiting with Tove Brandt, who is the curator of exhibits at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. Now, I go back to the Jens Jensen exhibit a bit, because as I understand, you have a little traveling exhibit?
That's right. We're also, at the same time, creating a traveling version of this exhibition. That we're taking on the road, and that we can make available to other groups who want to borrow it and share this story with their communities. We are actually hosting several guest speakers this spring, not only here in Elkhorn, but then also working with places in Ames and Des Moines and Omaha to bring Jens Jensen programs to those communities, and our traveling exhibit will go along with those speakers to those events. The full calendar is on our website, and so you can see if you know you're going to be in Ames at Riemann Gardens in May, you might want to hear our speaker there. So we've got experts on both Jens Jensen's career and experts on what the landscape of the Midwest is, both in the past and in the present. So it'll be a really fun way to get, even more perspectives on both the story of Jens Jensen and his legacy, but also the type of project that we're talking about as we talk about turning prairie into agriculture and back into prairie again, and what that process is like.
Okay, beyond this exhibit, when you talked about traveling, this reminded me that I'm thinking that you and others connected to the museum are willing to go to local groups to give programs about a variety of topics. Is that true?
Yes, we're happy. We're happy to take our show on the road and reach out to share the activities we're doing at the museum and some of the stories that we're telling. Of course, we hope that people will then come to the museum itself, because there's a lot that we can't take with us as we drive drive the highways of Iowa. And the good stuff, the artifacts and the collections and the kind of the visual experience of being at the museum is hard to truly take on the road.
Okay, you've mentioned that the Jens Jensen exhibit is starting this Saturday. Do you want to mention any other exhibit that you have right now?
Right now, our other temporary exhibition is featuring an artist from Chicago named Mia Furlong. She's a painter, and so her works are on display through early July. And later this summer, if your listeners are really planning ahead, we'll be featuring an artist who grew up in Audubon, right in our neighborhood here, Neoma Thomas, and we'll be highlighting her pastels and artwork that really draw on her own family history. So that will be an art exhibit very rooted in the families and places around our neighborhood here.
Well, we'll be sure to visit with you about that when that one opens too, just to remind folks of that. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt at the Danish Immigrant Museum, for visiting with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, here's a thought: where flowers bloom, so does hope.